Good morning, NoCo. I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary.
Hello, Tanner.
I do mean my apology. I'm in a weird mood. It's just payback for all the other
days. You're like an overactive puppy today that I feel is going to pee on the carpet at any moment.
And guess what? I don't have an Instagram. How do you feel about people having their pets' Instagrams?
Yeah, I figured you'd be on a Tanner boat with that.
I hate it. So
I encourage the joy and happiness. I'd rather see puppies than political opinions.
The one that I really do like, actually, though, is the Grumpy Cat. And I didn't know there was a book about Grumpy Cat. So there you go. Check it out.
Yeah, I think that Grumpy Cat is pretty entertaining. And I do watch. So the Instagram I do watch with my youngest daughter all the time is called Useless Farms. Another attorney kind of turned me on to it. And basically, like, she has a bunch of, like, animals that she does nothing with. So she's got, like, some emus and some alpacas and then a couple of, like, roosters. And, like, there's this one emu that just, like, attacks her all the time. So she calls her Karen.
Nice.
That's hilarious.
Nice.
See, now that's entertaining. That's what I'm talking about. He should open one up for his cows, and he should go out in them. And I said, occasionally put fun hats on them.
Yeah.
You know, and do some things
like that.
That's
totally what she does with her emus and then is confused why they attack her.
Yeah, that's my point exactly. They think I just stand out there in the meadow with my cows and they all just gather around and I read them books.
No, let me try to give my cat a bath again.
Yeah.
That's kind of attack.
All right, let's dive into this here on a much more serious note on the Alex Jones situation. No surprise that they came back with this verdict and at all, was there?
No, we talked last time when they came back with the initial verdict, which was the first phase of them saying, okay, we believe you lost this amount of money in actual damages, right? And that's called compensatory damages. This second half that we're seeing is the punitive damages, where they're basically saying this conduct is so egregious, we don't want anybody else to do it, so we are going to make an example out of you, Alex Jones, and this is a punishment. And by God, they punished him.
$965 million. I mean, is this Alex Jones, or is this Alex Jones and InfoWars, or are they one and the same in their books?
I don't know how his company is structured, but I think he tipped his hand on that because he tried to file bankruptcy personally and under the business. So I think both were being sued.
No, that
I think just from little bits that I've heard that he's screwed.
Yeah.
That when it comes to it, I mean, because a lot of times you'll hear of huge settlements and how much actually gets paid. In this, it sounds like all of his money that he tried to hide from being tied to him is tied to him.
Yeah. He really messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
He did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we researched his net worth earlier. It's anywhere between $150 million and $235 million. Obviously, well short of the $965 million. Will they go after his property? Will they go? I mean, how aggressive will they be in getting this money from him?
Extremely aggressive. So they're going to request to reduce this to judgment immediately, and then they'll start putting liens on all of his properties. And then they can also, with those reducing that to judgment, they can also start garnishing his other assets. So freezing his bank accounts, other assets that he may have.
So will they take
future?
All of his money, or is it a payment thing? How does that set up?
It can be. It can be something where he sets up a payment and he can pay through the court system, or they can just start, again, putting liens on all of his property based off it being reduced to judgment. However, there is going to be at least one more review stage where the trial judge can reduce the punitive damages if they decide, and then he can appeal and have an appellate court reduce the damages as well. So there may be times when $965 million could end up getting reduced, which may happen, honestly, based off of his net worth. So if everybody's really mad at Alex Jones and they really don't want him to be able to weasel out of this, a really good way for them to kind of set that up is to reduce it to an amount that they know that he can pay.
That's an interesting thing.
Reduce it down to like $250 million or something like that. Well, there's something that conceivably, with what his worth is now and what he may potentially still find a way to earn, which they have the right to go after as well. It's not just what he has now. It's any future earnings up until that amount is met. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I think that sort of my perspective of it is they are trying to make it so that InfoWars could basically never produce another show.
Which I would be totally great with.
Yeah, I hope so. It's just insane.
Now, I've heard more and more that this is not the last one, that there are more cases pending against him where the same type of situation could come up where an amount of damages could be reached. Since he's already been hit with this one, would that have any effect on what the next cases could come down monetarily wise?
Yeah, this is definitely like one of those things where as a lawyer, you need to advise your clients because you kind of want to be the first one to get the first judgment because you're going to end up being in a first come, first serve basis. So who has the judgment first? Who can collect first? That's also going to matter if and when he files bankruptcy again. You have to be able to, there's sort of a priority of debts, and you have to notify the trustee of your debt and get in line. So that way, when the trustee is divvying out an estate through a bankruptcy proceeding, you're like first on the list. So these subsequent lawsuits may actually be less fruitful than this first one.
I was just going to ask, do you think, and I'm asking you too, Tanner, are there going to be more and more cases where people are going to be held accountable for their words more so than their actions?
Yes. I mean, because you got more and more people saying crazy stuff, right? I mean,
That's what I'm saying. This is unprecedented type of
right. Crime. That's going to continue to happen. But I think, and Havel, you can talk on this more, but I think this is why this case is getting so much pub. First of all, because everybody knows what a moron Alex Jones is, but also because whenever it comes to the freedom of speech, everybody dials in and looks at this, and we see representatives, right or wrong, like Marjorie Taylor was way off in what the hell she was saying, but people pay more attention to that type of stuff. And I think it's going to be very important for our court system to make sure and differentiate. You know, if I come on here and say that I hate Russell Wilson, right? I mean, that doesn't turn into, well, you can't say that, right? I mean, this was one of the few situations where what he said was so extreme and so terrible. And I mean, we're talking about the biggest school shooting we've ever seen in this country. And he's saying that it was a hoax. I mean, I think it was just that extreme.
Frankly, the difference, and I don't mean to cut you off, is that it's just patently false.
Right.
Yes.
You can't even spin what he was saying into an opinion at this point.
Right.
Right. And that's why this is different than a lot of what the other free speech cases we see are, because he just made it fact for his people. This didn't happen. The government set it up. You're being lied to. They want to take away your guns. Those are the things that he was saying that made this different.
Not presenting it as opinion, but presenting it as fact.
Correct.
No, that's interesting.
That's interesting. Yeah, it really is.
We're talking with Havla with Bruno Lilly Legal about the Alex Jones situation. And, I mean, it's just one of those that obviously is going to have a lot of attention behind it, stuff like that. But when you were talking about how this could be reduced, did they purposely set it that high because they knew there was an opportunity to get it reduced?
Juries don't have that information.
Oh, they don't. Okay.
No, so they're just in there saying, okay, you know, how egregious is the conduct and what do we think, what's the number that we think is going to stop the conduct? And that's the number they came up with because we're talking, again, purely based off of punitive damages. They already did the compensatory damages, which they had to do a calculation of what is the monetary value, what did these victims actually lose as a result of Alex Jones' conduct. So they already decided that this is purely to stop the conduct from happening again, whether it be with Alex Jones or anybody else.
Or InfoWars. And I think that's where that must come into play there, too, because you're talking about that is his platform, is that show, is InfoWars. So I would assume that when you're looking at it, if you want to stop the conduct, it's not just Alex Jones, it's also the platform that he built.
Right.
Would there be any scenario in this situation where somebody like him would have to serve time? You know, because it's all money right now. Everything's being talked about money. And yes, what he did was damaging. Where does the legality come in? And could we reach a point where that is something that could end up getting you incarcerated?
Yeah. Let's talk about R. Kelly. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So before, and we're going to not talk about any of the sex assault cases. We're going to talk strictly about his child support. So it's very similar to what Alex Jones is going through. R. Kelly had a child support order. He disregarded that child support order. His ex-wife then turned around and got a judgment and tried to collect through the judgment. He was able to avoid the collection through the judgment. So then she initiated a contempt. And a contempt action basically says, you are completely disregarding all of court orders, and now I want the court to put you in jail. And that's actually how R. Kelly didn't get bonded out the first time when they started these criminal proceedings. He was in jail, not because of the criminal proceedings, proceedings. But because of the contempt action that was pending because he failed to pay his child support orders. So take that to Alex Jones. If Alex Jones has a valid judgment, he's able to not pay, he's able to kind of get out of it, they can eventually bring a contempt action and say, Judge, he is completely violating the court orders. They're valid court orders. Now we want you to put him in jail, and the court could do that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So the only way that there's any jail time on the table is if he doesn't, if he finds a way of getting out of paying or doesn't pay. But there's no criminal charges against him right now, correct?
Well, contempt proceedings are quasi-criminal in nature because there is a jail component. So you're basically in a contempt proceeding. You're saying there is a lawful court order that you're choosing to violate. And that's where the criminal, quasi-criminal action comes into play. Whether or not there are other criminal charges, I think we're well beyond any type of statute of limitations if he did anything criminal. And we probably would have seen that come out as a civil suit was pending. So I don't think he's going to be looking at any independent criminal action. But in terms of can he go to jail, that is kind of the mechanism that I see him going to jail.
Man, I can't be more grateful for you coming in and do what you do, because it's just been fantastic the last couple months. But it's really this one was really, really important to nail and be on. I love having your voice in here to do that.
No,
it's great.
You know your crap, and that's important.
that's right on her card.
Yeah.
Hava la Brula and Lily. Yeah. I know my crap.
Yeah. With a poop emoji.
Yes. You know what? Let's get a break. You want to stick around for one more segment? The headline that caught our eye. Yeah. We've got that coming up next. Hava with Bruno and Lily, legal, joining us. We'll be back on the other side.